Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I got to get this off my chest before we get back to the calls here, and we'll do so on the Yankees, Jets, Giants, really whatever's on your mind, 888-808-1019 for the final hour of the show. So we're about to get underway here, baseball playoffs. And, you know, for Mets fans, this is a reminder, your team is not in it. Outside, looking in. And for me, like, think about how bad it had to be for the Mets with their payroll, with the talent, all that stuff, to not even make the playoffs, lose out to the lowly Reds with 83 wins. But you have a team like the Tigers, who had a historic collapse. Like, that is as bad a blown division as there's been in the history of the sport. 15.5 game lead, whatever it was, Guardians came back and got them. But yet, here we are today, and the Tigers still are playing postseason baseball. Yet when the Mets do it in 2007, seven-game lead with 17 to go, you know, whatever it is, 2008, this year, they're on the outside looking in. Even when they fold, they can't fold the right way. The Tigers collapse and yet find themselves still in the postseason. And with the Mets BT, not such luck.
Loss, 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 win. Loss, 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 loss. Win, loss, win, loss. In.
Yeah.
To your point.
Right.
The Mets listen, it just tells you everything matters. Like, we get wrapped up in the August swoons or the September swoons, whatever it might be. But, you know, what you do in April, you know, whether it's a bullpen malfunction for all teams, what you do in May, it matters. It's a long season.
Right, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, I know
the fact that you could have that collapse and still get in. The Mets couldn't even have that. Like, it had been bad enough to blow the division line. Imagine being a Tigers fan. Being like, what the hell just happened here? You blew a 15.5 game division lead. Like, that's unacceptable to the Guardians. But yet, at the end of it, it's like, all right, well, still made the postseason. Now, that's not... It shouldn't be a good enough consolation, but at least they did make it and still have a chance to go out there and now beat the Guardians on the road, but still go beat them. Whereas the Mets no second chance here. Not in 07, not 08, and not now.
I did this quick. I think they had 8 wins since August 24th.
The Tigers?
Yes.
And still made the postseason.
Still made it with 87 wins, yeah. And they lost the last game of the season.
That's what I was going to say. Like, the Tigers might be the one team that the Mets actually had a better record than down the stretch. While we're on the topic of the Mets, I will say that, you know, obviously it's going to be painful to watch the postseason without the Mets in it. That goes without saying. But I do think, considering all that went wrong, all my core beliefs about where the franchise is at still remains intact. It's the owner. It's him giving the resources to the general manager and also trusting the general manager. I liked what I had to say about Stern, what I heard Stearns had to say yesterday. It's the same thing I was saying yesterday on the air with you. I want to build a team that plays baseball well. Defense, run the bases well. I'm tired of looking at Nimmo, who can't move in left field. Tired of looking at Alonso at first base. Even Lindor at short has regressed. Like, there, Vientos at third, no more. Get some, you know, no center field. Get some well-rounded baseball players in here. And I have full confidence after hearing David Stearns yesterday that they are going to do, in fact, just that.
I thought David Stearns did a really good job. I didn't see it live. I saw all the clips. SNY was pumping them out. I think that's where I saw them. They had about 7 or 8 different, the Pete, the defense, Mendoza. I thought he acquitted himself well. As I said when it came up a couple of hours ago, very briefly, I thought it was very good self-awareness. But I also thought he's very well-spoken, and I say this as a compliment. He's a nerd. You know, that's really, I don't mean that as a diss. But even with his very buttoned-up presentation, he kept it real.
Yeah.
And I think that was very important for...
Well, he is from here, like, thank goodness.
That's true. Yeah, it's right. Like, he's from... Yeah, I got you. That's 100%. So he gets it. He's a Mets fan. He understands the game here. But I think there's certain times where... You got to give your fan base a pound of flesh. You have to. Not right. that you divulge every state secret, but, you know, there's just a time and a place where you got to throw your hands up and say, I messed up, we messed up, we didn't get it done, it's on me. And I thought he took the bullets like a big boy. And the fact that he was so specific in what they're going to fix, and I don't know if I would start with defense. I'd probably start with starting pitching.
They might.
But they might. But they're all interconnected because the defense let down the pitching and the pitching let down the defense. So he seems to have a good plan, and I thought he was really good
yesterday.
Here's
why I think the defense is important, because you can fix that before you even make another move, meaning that, okay, we want Pete back, but he's going to be back as a bulk DH. Now, I'm just using him as the first example. I'm not saying this is what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Although, if you read the article yesterday by The Athletic, they alluded to that. And even Stearns alluded to it without flat out saying it. Like, I don't know if Pete's going to be on board with that. But let's not make it like Pete Alonso wouldn't take the most money and come back here. Hey, if he loves it as much as he says he does and he wants to get paid, and they say, well, we'll pay you in accordance to what the market says you are, but we're going to have you DH half the time, play first base half the time, and then in a big game, you're going to be the DH.
But I don't think it would then be in accordance with what he's worth there, because I think if you have that, if that's the blueprint going into the negotiations, if you're a part-time defensive player, you're not going to get market value. Well, so that's where I don't think it would work out.
They're going to have to pay him whatever the market says. So if the market's paying him whatever it is, first base DH, I don't care. Whatever the market is,
say 27.5 a year, almost 30,
he's
right?
He's probably going to want more than that. I think the number is $30 million a year for 5 years, let's say. Now, if it goes anything beyond that, I'm out. I don't care if it's DH or not.
I mean, wouldn't give him five anyway.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But that's what I'm saying. So, like, I feel like I'm extending at $30 million 5 years, you're talking about 150. You want to say a little bit less than that? I'm not going above that. 5 years, $30 million a year. That's more than enough to make Pete Alonso happy. And if somebody wants to beat that, tip your cap and move on and build it another way. I'm saying that I'd be, from the Mets' perspective, willing to give him what he wants, assuming it's that, and then telling him, but you have to DH primarily. You'll play some first, but you're going to DH. And then in the big games down the stretch, he's going to be the DH because the Mets' lineup is better with DH. Now, that's just one guy. Another thing could be moving Juan Soto to left field, and either moving Brandon Nimmo out or moving Brandon Nimmo to DH and letting Pete Alonso walk. Like, there are better ways.
But then who would play right? So if Soto goes to left fielder.
I'm just saying that right now, it's not something that I thought of, but I was talking to people about this.
Yeah.
There is a thought that you can move Soto to left to help mitigate his deficiencies instead of in right.
Why would they think that that would be easier? There's more right-handed batters, so in theory he should get more action. I think he's better in right field, personally.
That I don't know. I'm just saying maybe right field is a tough position. I can't.
Like City Field Dimensions kind of deal?
Yeah, maybe you could hide it better. I don't know. All I know is this. Nimmo's not good.
No, it's time for... I'd move on.
Understood. But it's easier said than done, right?
I agree.
My point is, you want to upgrade. Like, either, at least in my version of this, it's either got to be Nimmo's going to become the primary DH or Alonso. You can't have both and have a good defensive team. So you pick how you want to do it. I would not let Pete walk because I want his defense.
You mean Pete?
Excuse me. I want his offense. Yeah, correct. I want his offense. Yeah. I like the tandem of Soto, Alonso. That's something
Not, you want his bat, man.
I would not be willing to break that up. I would look into trading Lindor. I talked about that. And now would be the time to do it, because if you don't trade Lindor now, he's only going to decline and the value is going to get worse.
Correct.
He already showed signs of declining defensively this year. If you're talking about upgrading defensively and they have Jett Williams, who might be the future choice. Again, I don't know the answers. I'm just playing this out how their team right now, it is proven that it didn't work with Nimmo, Soto, Alonso, Lindor all having arguably career years at the same time and staying healthy and producing. That won't happen again, and it still wasn't good enough. And if you want to upgrade defensively, and they do, some of those guys are going to have to go.
Okay, so I know what you would do.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of in alignment with most of those things. I'm going to take you around a few spots here, a couple of names, and tell me fast, do you think they're back or no from the Mets perspective?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I mean, that's an impossible one to answer because there's so many variables. I think the Mets want him back, but it's going to be under the circumstances that I just laid out. I'm not saying that verbatim. The Mets are not going to want Pete Alonso to be the everyday first baseman.
Do you think McNeil's back?
No.
You think Lindor's back?
Yes.
You think Vientos is back?
No.
You think Beatty's back?
Yes.
You think they explore a different option at catcher?
Possibly, but probably not. I would.
Mm-hmm.
I like Alvarez. Again, like, you can't have too many DHs. I would not have him be the primary catcher. He can't stay healthy. And he's not even a great offensive player.
Like, I know he's not.
He gives minor league at-bats still. Even the last game of the year. Like, you can't be swinging at a pitch 10 feet off the plate, bro. I'm
Missed
sorry.
It by a mile again. Yeah, he had some bad bats down the stretch.
Clutch it bad. He could be pitched to so easily.
Nimmo? You think they move on from Nimmo?
I think they're going to have to make a really difficult decision here on moving on from either. Now, if it were me, I'd get rid of both. And I say get rid of... Not to be disrespectful, I just would build my team differently and use those resources.
Meaning Pete and Nimmo?
No.
Or
meaning
Lindor.
Nimmo and Lindor.
Gotcha.
But I don't think it's even... It might be too hard to trade one of them.
That's a lot.
Let alone both.
That's tough.
But one has to go.
Mm-hmm.
McNeil's an easy out. Vientos an easy out.
He's an easy out, yeah.
Pete, unfortunately, is an easy out, but that's the one that they need back. Like, if I had to choose, if you asked me, who are you keeping? Obviously, Soto's not going anywhere. Of the other three, who would you keep? Some may say Lindor, some may say Nimmo, some may say Pete. I am in the camp of keeping Pete Alonso.
Okay.
I'm making him the primary DH, play a little first. That gives you some flexibility
with
DH.
I like it.
You get some flexibility at DH. You keep his power bat in the lineup every single day, and you upgrade defensively at first base. That's one easy fix for me. Now it's what do you do with shortstop? What do you do with left field? And if you keep shortstop, then you have to move on from Brandon Nimmo in left field and use that money elsewhere.
Okay. I wonder if, I don't know if they would do this. I watch Goldschmidt play first base. I watch some other right, Tino. Why can't Brett Beatty be a good first baseman at some point?
Well, I mean, he might be their everyday third baseman.
I mean he could be.
He could move Lindor there potentially. Like, I'm just throwing that out there.
Or Lindor. I think Lindor's probably going to move to second more than third. When he moves,
whatever.
Not next year.
Yeah.
And then the last thing here is, and I'm curious, you know, what you hear and also what you think, but if you've heard anything, we're getting labor strife in 27. 27 is going to be a dead year for baseball.
Hmm.
So I wonder how much that changes the motivation of Cohen with the window closing on Lindor and, you know, Soto and his absolute prime and Pete and all the thing. Like, if there's no baseball in 27, does that make it even more of a go all in for 26?
Come on. This embarrassment this year is going to be more than enough. Like, he's an owner that's always been motivated. I think he's learned that it's not as easy as just, yeah, sure, I'll write the check and here you go. Whether it's Correa, whether it's Alonso, Soto, he's done that. He's tried it multiple ways. He's learned. I don't think he needs more motivation. So I haven't heard anything on that specifically. I don't think that that's going to impact him. I think he is balls to the wall regardless of making right with the fans and not further embarrassing himself, the organization, or the fan base. He's going to do everything in his power to get this right next year.
I agree with you. But I do think that some other teams will have the exact opposite approach because of, number one, their financial situations, which are bad, but also 27. And you know what? Hey, listen, just the Yankees and the Mets could hop on some teams and really fleece them here, because if you're of the mindset that 2027 is going to be either fully without baseball or largely without baseball, and I've said that for over a year now, and unfortunately I believe that very strongly, then there's going to be a lot of teams who don't make any profit, who have no chance to win, that are going to be dumping this offseason, and our team should be at the front of the line waiting.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully you can take advantage of that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.